Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enterfood.com. That's enterfood.com. Enterfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnterHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 2/14/2019. It's a live show. Thursday night, you betcha. And I'll tell you, it's a bat cleanup for the week. It's quite interesting, you know. Batting third and fourth in the lineup on a week's time is quite interesting. Well, anyway, maybe we ought to just better start. With this. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Well, you see, that is in the middle of where it starts out, that great earthquakes shall be in diverse places. And famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be, great signs shall there be from heaven. So you see, this is all kind of interesting. Folks, if you looked, you'll see off Vancouver Island there's about a 4.1 quake today. Now that's in between, you know, California and Canada, and it has impact, I believe, because that's a fairly substantial number, not huge, but a good big number that could be pointing down the old Juan de Fuca Strait there and going right towards the old Seattle for potential for a liquefaction. I'm not saying that's going to happen immediately or anything like that. However, we also have the aspect of the volcanic activity that could take place, Rainier, Mount St. Helens, Hood, all the different up and downs on the West Coast, starting down there from Central America on up into Alaska, okay? You got also Kamchatka Peninsula right across the way in Russia. Volcanic activity, quake activity. But we're also not lost in the fact that there are tectonic weapons. A robot running in a factory or something. But what it does mean is that there could be artificial intelligence that permeates through the computers. And just what if? What if the AI tells the AI satellite or drone to use a tectonic weapon or a laser or a fire, some kind of electromagnetic weapon that can start a fire and start up the old wildfires again, or that could hit a fault line in California or a fault line in southeastern Missouri, New Madrid Fault, or a fault line in New York State, or, you know, something that might be that would trigger a quake. And possibly also Rainier, St. Helens blowing too in Washington State. You see, this stuff is all related. It is all related in, we're going through what Lord Jesus said were the beginning of sorrows. Now that's Matthew 24. He tells you that. I'm reading out of Luke 21. But be that as it may, there's a lot going on. I mean, I don't know if you've seen all of this stuff, but apparently there were so many, what do you call, tripwires or mines, you know, in this landmines in this bill. And everybody thought it was just a border bill. No, it's, you know, it's for a quarter of the entire government. It includes, you know, the Coast Guard. It includes all the DHS and all of the Border Patrol, the ICE, all of the customs, everything. And it includes the whole bailiwick, but they loaded it up with all of this language. None of these funds can be used to build a wall on any of the wild bird butterfly sanctuary, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Or you can't build it over here. And then all of the mayors of all the towns locally, which are all liberal mayors because they are communistic progressives, you see. They're communistic because a lot of the border towns, basically some of them don't even speak English. Oh, they do speak English, but some of them, you know, fly Mexican flags and do all that kind of stuff. And their loyalties are not always necessarily to America, or the politicians aren't. But be that as it may, the liberal office officials would have veto over the wall. So you see guys like Beto O'Rourke. And incidentally, you don't think that the CIA, the EIEIOs don't play equally on both sides. Just look at this. Guaido, Beto, Ocasio. Guaido, Beto, Ocasio. You see? Well, I'm going to tell you what. You got on 60 Minutes, I guess, coming up this weekend. You got McCabe. Good old McCabe. Saying that he's telling the truth and that the 25th Amendment was talked about to take Trump out on the disabled nutcase, you know, health or, you know, whatever, not fit to be the president. And they were down to counting noses or down to counting who was, would be on the sides and doing psych profiles and reading the blackmail and all the cabinet people who might go along with them, you see. And that Rosenstein, in fact, allegedly, who said he didn't, you know, would consider it serious. McCabe says that it was serious, and they talked about it many different times. Okay. And oh, I'll tell you, President Trump, you better pray for him, and you know, and I do pray for him. Lord Jesus, will you please protect President Trump against all evil and his family? And Lord, will you remove the scales of the nevte of the politics and of the infighting in D.C., which is different. The levels of power and trust that he thinks he can trust are not to be trusted. He is learning this, Lord Jesus, but Lord, remove the scales from his eyes quickly because it is so dangerous. And I will tell you, you saw the other day, and I like to look at stuff a little different because, quite frankly, you know, I see it in a different way a lot of times. And I don't always go for necessarily the low-hanging fruit, you know, whatever the thing is to do, although the daily news is quite interesting. But here's what I can tell you. I can tell you this from deep background information. We have all the troops, you know, basically airborne troops of some nature. Could be Rangers, 82nd, could be whoever it is. I believe they've been named, but let's not get into that. But you got airborne troops in Colombia. You've got other assets in Colombia. You had Bolton flashing his 5,000, you know, being real clever to show it. 5,000 troops to Colombia. We've got naval assets off the coast, not necessarily carrier groups, because that's a telltale sign. But other assets, subs or what have you. You got air assets, and you got space assets, okay? But also, I'm going to tell you what. There are people that are there that are diplomats, business people, et cetera, in Venezuela. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. Everybody who is there also, and let's just say the people in the Briar Patch line of work. Oh, I don't know, contractors, let's say, or whatever. Special operations type people. Everybody that needs to be there to affect whatever change will be green-lighted is already there to do it. So I'm going to say this. When you have the president of Colombia here to the White House, you know, with his wife, and they have a state visit and all of that, that's probably a good indication that there's going to be quite a bit of agreement about what is to come and a guarantee that this president, his wife, will be protected, okay, in whatever upcoming war takes place. But when you got an upcoming war taking place, you also have Russia there with blackjack bombers on the La Orquilla Island, Isla La Orquilla. Isla La Orquilla, which also has the old Nazi sub pens underneath, which are being utilized, I guarantee you, by Akula class. So just to let everybody know, the Russians got subs down there, and they also got Cuba right up the way. And they got a full complement of stuff in Cuba, and then the Russians have reopened the old-time Cuban Lourdes, L-O-U-R-D-E-S, Lourdes, spy base, or in it, the equivalent of an NSA-type facility in Cuba. And they are covering that whole Caribbean, southern United States, the whole U.S. East Coast, all of that, and watching everything. Now, that means they'll get a quick tip-off on a lot of stuff. It also means that with all the communists in the Democratic Party and with all the people in the Republican Party who want to see the war get started, you see, those that work for Lucifer in both parties, let me tell you. Now, what's Lucifer want? Lucifer wants maximum chaos and confusion and heartache and sorrow and death and war and, you know. There's that line from that song of the, you know, Mick Jagger and the boys. You know, pleased to meet you, won't you guess my name? And I don't like to go into all that much, but I've heard the song, you know, for years. And it said, you know, drove a tank, held a general's rank, when the blitzkrieg raged and the body stank. You see, that's the devil wanting you to, you know, have sympathy for him because he did all of that, you see. Well, that's what he wants. He wants maximum chaos. He wants destruction. He wants all of the winds, the seas, everything roaring, fire in the sky, the whole nine yards, and he wants blood sacrifice to try to get enough devil power up so that he can perform his, quote, end quote, little g, counterfeit of what our Lord Jesus has already done. He wants to be the Messiah, you see. He wants to come and rule the earth. He wants to counterfeit Jesus' life. And to do that, he needs for you to die and for you to give him your soul. That's why in Luke 21, what does it say? I've told you this a couple times, but I'm led to tell you again. I'm going to turn to it again, you see. I talked to you about who's going to betray you, right? Well, after the earthquakes and all the stuff starts to happen, or if we have a civil war, or something were to happen in line of succession, and all of a sudden you got President Pelosi, or even the hungry man, Pence, you see. Well, you see what I'm saying to you now. It could be a very interesting scenario. So, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. This is what Jesus is saying in the red letters. And then he says, in your patience possess ye your souls. Okay? You possess your souls. This is you. Don't give that to the devil, even if they take your life, because you're betrayed by your father, mother, your friends, your work co-workers, or somebody, all the same people you're trying to say, oh, well, I've got to keep, you know, trying to convince them that there's a conspiracy, you see, or this or that. No, you don't. Give it to them one more time and forget about it and let them go by the wayside and find somebody who will listen to you, somebody who is convinced and convicted of you, somebody who believes in the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Because, you see, that's the thing that's going to get you through. Not your third cousin, brother-in-law's hairdresser's girlfriend, okay? Now, we got a lot of talk of war, don't we? We got a lot of talk of some serious stuff. And then we got, you know, a former counterintelligence specialist, this woman, okay? And she is so famous, they already have characters like her last season on Strike Back, Cinemax's hot dog show about British SAS or British 20th or 20 para, you know, military intelligence special op groups. They had a character like this woman, you know, last season. They have different things like that. But here's the deal. We now have this admiral in the Middle East, Vice Admiral James Malloy, commander of U.S. Naval Forces Central Command, told a small group of reporters in Bahrain on Wednesday they have Iran has a growing capability in cruise missiles. They have a growing capability in ballistic missiles. They have a growing capability in unmanned surface systems. All these things, that means drones on the water. That means they also got drones under the water. All these things that we watch that are offensive and destabilizing in nature. Well, Vice Admiral Malloy, on 2004, I was yelling at you because you fools in the Pentagon had three carrier groups in the Straits of Hormuz and in the Persian Gulf. And back in 2004... Iran had 110 Super Sunburn missiles, 100 exosets, and had, as far as my information goes, up to 40 nuclear warheads back in 2004. How many is you think they got now, Vice Admiral Malloy, while you're having your nice dinner in Bahrain and you're talking to your buddies and all that crap? You sons of bucks couldn't find a ham sandwich in a butcher market, you know? You better either get in there heavy and hot with a lot of stuff at the ready, and I mean, boom, green light, pow, kabooba, okay? Or you better drag out some old CIA hands, you know? And put them back in Iran. Put them back in Tehran. Put them back in Isfahan. Put them back in Qom. Put them back in all of the different places, you see. Tabriz. Or use the Israelis and start selectively taking their stuff out again. I know the MI6 and somebody grabbed another scientist, you see. But you wouldn't have had any of that had Dick Cheney not screwed around and wanted to start the war and turn Valerie Plame inside out and out at her with the Booz Allen Hamilton program. She was the one that had all the Iranian scientists ready to come over and defect, but you wouldn't take them out and remove them. She's the one that put the cap and had the idea of all the people in the Malacca Straits where a lot of stuff is trafficked. She had all the Malaysian pirates and the Chinese pirates and the Indonesian pirates and all their separate navies. She had them all bribed this way, six ways from, you know, from next Allah Day. And she had them all set up to provide information about anybody smuggling nuclear weapons, you see, or warheads. Meanwhile, old Darth Dove Hunter was trying to traffic them and had some of them on the tarmac down in Louisiana that were misappropriated, you see, through alleged vice presidential seniority and hut up at Minot Air Force Base. And they ended up what a Barksdale on the tarmac. Well, those got taken back, but then there were loose ones, weren't there? The one down on the shipyards, you know, or down on the Louisiana, or the Houston Ship Channel, that was in a boat marina dock area on a boat where there was a trap set for the mighty men and women of valor who do high-level NEST work, nuclear emergency search work, as well as being involved with space assets and anything that goes bump in the night, like aliens or devil types or dimensional beings or whatever it might be, cryptozoological animals, you see. They also hold on to some of the best space assets as a separate entity or faction. And they also, in the past, performed top-level nuclear emergency search work or for biologicals or what have you. Now, all of that has changed somewhat from years back because they drove off a lot of those that believed in Lord Jesus, and they had many, many internecine battles between the Magi, the good guys, and the black magicians. The black magic people. And some of the good guys took their families and split to the prison, not the prison planet, but the paradise type planet areas. And there are some in different parts of the old galaxy, if you know what I mean, from what I understand. And how do you get to them? Well, it won't take you 150 years on a spacecraft at 25,000 miles per hour. No. That's just escape velocity. You go out there, you fold time and space, you push on the button, and it's whoomp. You go there, or you find a gate that takes you there. A black hole, a gate, whatever you might want to call them. There's different things. There could be some gates that are not black holes, but it's the same type of an idea. It transports you to another section of the galaxy or another part of the universe. But you see, now they're talking, old Malloy is still here talking, additionally, the sale of advanced air defense systems to Iran, including S-300 missile system, has sparked growing concern that within 5 years, listen to this crap, within 5 years, the U.S. will have to fundamentally change how it operates in the region. Vice Admiral Malloy, they trained the Iranian Quds Force and Revolutionary Guards trained on the S-400 system in Russia back in 2005. And not only did Putin sell them the 300, they probably installed a 400 around the Russian positions that are inside Iran. Are you listening, Vice Admiral Malloy, you dumb jerk? You're like your other buddies who used to think that the Red Chinese were our friends, you know? Until the Red Chinese sub with the rubber-coated hull popped up in front of his flagship, you see, at the big Pacific Rim Games. Ladies and gentlemen, you'd better go out and buy food tonight and ammunition and all kind of stuff, because I'm going to tell you, this thing is not going the way it should, and I have no confidence at all in the leadership of the Pentagon or in D.C. President Trump will try to do the best he can, but here's the deal. Bolton and all these guys are tough talkers and tough dealers, but I'm going to tell you what. It's dangerous. It's extremely dangerous. Now, let me just say this to you. We got now on board the new Attorney General. Well, why doesn't he, knowing that he's coming on, why does McCabe go on 60 Minutes? That's because he's got a pass, you see. And unless old William P. Barr comes in and arrests McCabe, arrests Comey, reinvestigates Hillary Clinton, which he won't do. Her and Huma Abedin and all the people that they put all that emails out on that server and were traitors to the United States. But old William P. doesn't do that and doesn't take care of Strzok and Page and Orr's. Although it looks like old man Orr tried to tell the truth. But you got Baker, their counsel for the FBI, and all the other DOJs, and you got Clapper, you see, and Brennan, who is Admiral Malloy. Brennan, your former CIA guy, is a Muslim. He converted. So, guys, you better watch out, because this thing is going to rock and roll. Now, whenever the London Telegraph states, and I quote, it's a Valentine's Day story, governments are urged to stockpile antibiotics for future flu pandemic. Well, Huck, don't you know flu's a virus? Well, it's probably a virus, but it could also be created by simian virus, monkey virus 40. It will create cancer and all the different stuff that they did with flu and all the other bugs. Even clear back to Tulane University with the monkey studies, the chimps and the different rhesus monkeys and stuff, that where they took diseases they had and irradiated them with nuclear material to break them down and to enhance them into weapons, you see. Read the book, if you can get a hold of it, Mary's Monkey. Mary's Monkey. But here's why. Stockpiling antibiotics in the event of a pandemic influenza outbreak could save billions of pounds worldwide. They're talking about their money. The first study to model the financial value of holding antibiotics back used in a global flu outbreak, researchers have found that an effective drug would save the world between $3 and $4 billion. Okay, but forget all of this. Here's the deal. The Spanish flu epidemic, which killed somewhere between 50 and 100 million people in the 1919 Spanish flu, when the virus swept across the globe. Listen to me. Put the pots and pans down for a second. most of the 50 to 100 million people died during the Spanish flu epidemic from secondary bacterial infections rather than the flu virus itself. You better get a hold of some antibiotics if you're big pain.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk on Survive 2. That's the numeral 2, thrive.net. And I'm going to tell you what, you can get 40-day, 40-night pails, high-quality organic food from Inner Health Botanicals. You can also get, if you're using other long-term storage foods, which you should have some of those, Mountain House or Alpenaire or Numana or, you know, Wise or whoever it might be. There's other good companies that make dehydrateds and stuff. That's good, too. But the reason you want those, you can last you 20, 25 years. Now, that gives you peace of mind to a certain degree because you can still eat them 5 years from now. Suppose we're early. I'd rather be early and have enough money to go out and get some of this stuff, if possible. And even if you can only get one more can of chunky soup this week, then go get it. Put it back. Store it in a dry, cool place, okay? On a shelf somewhere. Put it under the bed. Put it in the closet. But put it back. Now, I'll tell you what. If you want to get some of it, you can also then extend all of that with Inner Health Botanicals Inner Food, which will give you with a shake or two a day. You can make out of water, milk, whatever you want to put it in. It'll work. It will give you a stretch and a out of all that food, because why? It gives you the basic nutrients you're going to get with a shake or two a day. You then could then have a good, strong ration at the evening or the breakfast, whichever you prefer, and have one good ration a day, but have the shakes other points of the day to stay in the game, to stay in the fight. When you're hiding in the canebrake from the man you can't seem to shake, and he's got the dogs on you, and they got the old mirrored sunglasses guy, you know? And they coming to look for you. They got them guns. Well, let me tell you something. You got to be willing and able to be able to run when the helicopter's chasing you, or when your stuff is going on and it's all breaking and somebody's coming with Democrat Ocasio-Cortez eyes to get your food, you know, or to try to grab you, then you may need to run at them quickly to effect an attack, or you may need to skedaddle and get on the bug out. But you're going to need strength and ability to think. I was up early in the a.m. and I was watching that Dude, You're Screwed TV show, where it's about the special ops survival trainers and SEER, you know, survive, escape, you know, whatever kind of guys in the military, and what they do. They have fun. They kidnap each other and then take them with their cover their head with a black cloth bag fly them someplace and then drop them off into a foreign country where they don't know what they are with only one or two items with them, okay? And they have 100 hours to get to somewhere to the pickup point before they die of hypothermia or wherever. Well, they dropped the one guy in Alaska from the Royal Air Force. He was really good. Now they drop another guy in Costa Rica up into the mountain jungles and an area where he's got to cross a raging river. All these kind of things are what's in the future. So I would tell you is that you need to make sure that you got nutrients to keep you going and also to keep as healthy as you possibly can, keep your immune system up. Call Old Inner Health Botanicals at 866-762-9238 or go to innerfood, innerfood.com. Now, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Any assistance is most needed and most welcome. You can reach me on the email at radiohawk777@hotmail.com. And I try to answer those that I can. Hello to my buddy, the brother in the kudzu over in Alabama right now. He says all Alabama is listening. Here's the show loud and clear. Mr. Kudzu, brother, God bless you. But if you want to keep Old Hawk in the air, striking blows against the enemies, the Lord Jesus, and then warning the remnant. I've never been necessarily the person that's taking the general public, you see. I have great listeners from the beginning, and I have a lot of believers, and I have some that maybe are backslid but are getting welcome back to Lord Jesus if they take the opportunity and chance. And that's what I've always done. I read the Bible from the Bible, and then I feature what Lord Jesus has to say and what his predictions of the future are. You see? A little bit different, ain't it? Well, that's what I was called to do. Strike blows against the enemies of Jesus. Warn the remnant about what might be coming and how to prepare. Those are my twofold things, primary and secondary. I'm still doing it after 14 years, going on 15. I was right in 2004. Brother Quayle and I talked all about it. You remember that? Been on the air listening to us for years, or, you know, we talked about it again the other night when Steve was on with me. Now, back in 2004, 2005, I yelled and screamed that they need to get those carrier groups out of the Persian Gulf because those 110 super sunburns will be a strategic waterway for oil to come out of the Middle East. Well, you know what? It took a while, but I kept pounding that for years. And then after about a year, they kept one in the P Gulf further away from Straits of Hormuz than they were. They used to be very close to Iran. So close that Cheney was considering taking one of the stolen nuclear weapons, creating one of his own fast boats to make it look like the Iranian fast boats, and attack one of these ships out there with the nuclear weapon and explode it and start the war back then. Oh, yeah! Darth Dove Hunter. Well, that particular one got taken back by the MMB, and they got tipped that there was an ambush waiting for them. Some good people tipped them, you see. And they went in. They did lose one or two, but they did not lose everybody, and they took off with that weapon and got rid of it and removed it from the Dove Hunter's clutches. The people they fought to get that back from were not Russian or Chinese or anything like that. They were other U.S. military operational units from different services. A working for the black magic people, the Luciferian people, that are predominant on that side of the old Pentagon, not the exception. So anyway, okay, I'm reading something here quite a little bit different. I don't have the chance to finish that right up and answer that. I'll try to look at that tomorrow night. Anyway, so here's what I'm trying to say. We got all this stuff going on. You need to be prepared, and you need to put back whatever you can. And we need to help each other and stay in the game. I'm going to try to bring you what I hear, what I know, and what I can discern from what the Lord is showing me. And so far, I ain't been wrong on that stuff. If anything, I'm early, but I ain't off the track, if you know what I'm saying. I'm going to talk a little bit more about something recently that I saw on that, but if you want to keep Bold Hawk in the game, like I said, anything is most needed and welcome. It could be FRNs, Federal Reserve notes, bit of gold, a bit of silver, check, money order, whatever. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord return that to you 10,000 fold. You can also send me a letter or card there. I read, try to read all of them as best I can. Hello to my friend Mina out there. God bless you. Thank you. And I'm still reading the one letter you sent. Now, the other thing I want to talk about tonight is the fact that these states of emergency. First of all, let me just put it this way. Listen to me close, 'cause I'm going to repeat this slow. We have existed and lived under a state of emergency in this country. In other words, the government is operating under emergency conditions or war conditions, under the Emergency Powers Act conditions since 1933. Now, they don't want to talk about it. Bret Baier might not even know about it, or if he did, he wouldn't tell you anyway, because he'd be ordered not to. But he did tell you tonight that there's at least 56 state of emergencies been declared, and many of them still in existence since 1976 or 77. Obama had 12 of them. Most of those are still ongoing. But here's the deal. In 33, they took the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917. That's what it's called. The Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, which incidentally, if you get a Black's Law Dictionary and read that thing and define your words, you'll find out that basically that for the first time declared citizens of America or the United States or citizens of Texas or Kansas or Illinois or California or North Carolina or Indiana or wherever it might be, Michigan, that they were now enemies of the state. Okay? So Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917 as amended 1933 is also known as, a.k.a., also known as the Emergency Powers Act, in that Congress basically abdicated its responsibility and power and gave it to the executive branch, to Roosevelt, you see. Which was another time they had communists in the woodwork all over the place, didn't they? So consequently, the only person who can rescind the state of emergency is the president. He has to formally rescind the state's emergency and restore and return the country back to constitutional, Bill of Rights, statutes, republic form of government. Well, now, how can that be? Because Congress is saying this and that. Yeah, they are. But here's the deal. No president since has rescinded that state of emergency. President Trump declared, I guess, a couple during the first term, but I don't know if he's declared one this year or not. You have to do it each year, you see, in order to retain your powers. But I'm not sure he necessarily knows that himself. Or if he follows along with the what the advisors tell him. Because the state of emergency stuff, Obama did one for the combination swine bird flu, remember? The one that was manufactured by the drug companies over in, Poland or Czechoslovakia in a lab. And then they brought it into Mexico and tried to foist this on us. What was that, about 206, 209? Maybe, I don't know when it was. But the fact is, President Kennedy's executive orders are still extant, although have been codified again under new ones by Obama and Bush and other people. George W. Bush invoked 550 different executive orders in his state of emergency after 9/11, and his presidential decision directives invoked, most of them are still extant and still in vogue. So you understand why a president might not want to do that. But Trump is reluctant to declare it. Well, I guess he's going to declare it now with respect to the border. But what that allows and does is, Pelosi said, you just wait. You think a president with another different values, they could then all of a sudden say, hey, you know, we have a gun emergency of gun deaths in this country on the date, you know, of the Parkland high school shooting in Parkland, Florida, you know. Or that there's a climate change emergency. That may be true, but they can do that anyway because we're already living in a state of emergency. Now, does the power ebb and flow? Yes, it does. As public opinion changes and gets different, power switches somewhat back and forth. So you do have the ability to do certain things like that, but mostly they've got you by the short hairs until you understand what's going on and push back. One of the reasons that they want to flood this country with the immigrants is they're signing every one of them up. They're signing as many of them up as they possibly can to vote Democratic. It's the Tammany Hall model. Schumer should know. Incidentally, I was sent a picture recently. Pelosi's maiden name, I think, was D'Alessandrio. And I saw a pinup picture of her with the guys from the local car repair shop. She allegedly was voted, and she's in a swimsuit, looking all hotsy-totsy. Back in the day, 1959, she was allegedly voted Lubrak Girl of 1959. Now, this is no kidding. Miss Lubrac, 1959, as in lubrication of the chassis and the motor and all of that stuff. And these guys were all in their coveralls, shop coveralls from a high-quality automobile repair or lubrication shop, whatever, you know. I don't know, whatever it was, a gas station or if it was the dealership or just somebody who changed the oil on a massive basis. Probably, you know, Texaco men who wore the star, whatever it was. The Flying A, Tidal Gas, whatever it could have been, Standard Oil in New York, whatever it was. But she was in Baltimore. Of course, she had a daddy that was a little bit onto the organized crime side, allegedly. So Pelosi is, you know, Miss Lubrac, 1959. Well, let me tell you what. Like her daughter says, she'll cut your throat. She'll cut your head off before you know it. Well, you don't think that she's scheming and dreaming? Being third in line for the big slot? Miss Lube job would like nothing better than to declare climate change and put on a 60-70% tax rate and prevent you from flying or going anywhere and introduce the new scenario of the Google or Amazon's, you know, facial recognition, you see. And Chinese social, economic, political scoring system. In other words, if you're a bad boy or girl and you don't want, let's say that you're in Red China today and you take down President Xi or Prime Minister Xi's picture, which was put up at the head of your church in place of the picture that was Lord Jesus on the front wall of the church inside the sanctuary. And if you were to restore and take down President Xi's picture and put Jesus' picture back up, well, let me tell you something. You ain't never going to see the light of day. They would SWAT team you immediately because they got cameras everywhere with facial recognition. Now, on the other hand, the Goodfoot hand, they're nailing the heck out of Facebook right now. Big fines in Europe and in the United States being worked out. Well, little old Zuckerberg, you lied to him too much. The NSA and CIA giveth, they taketh away, do they not? Who do you think you got the money in the first place to make all this crap? It's part of the worldwide wiretap. Oh, www, right. Now, I've seen some interesting footage, and thank you to my friends B&M up there in the old California area. Last time we talked to them is when during the fires, and we prayed for them that the fire would not go up their road, and it did not. Well, anyway, I guess there was operations out at Long Beach, military drills or operations at nighttime with Wilshire and 1150 Wilshire and those kind of areas. They had a whole bunch of little birds come in and group of 11 comes out, and the group of 11 is carrying some kind of a device or something. They're in hazmat suits. And I'll tell you what, that group that was right there was basically 160 SOAR, SOAR, you know, or Night Stalkers. And I'll tell you what, it could be that the MMB may have been sublimated at one time or another into that thing, so this could have been a drill. But the old SOAR, that group, was there landing on Wilshire Boulevard, and 11 guys come out, and they're dragging something like on a pallet or something that looked like a small either nuclear device or some say a biological. Red Pill, whatever his name was, Red Pill 78 or 76 or whatever. That's where the video was produced. I will say this, that some of these people are involved with space. You better believe it. But that may have been an actual live operation inside of a drill. So it could be that you could have had, you know, an Ebola, mouse, pox, blah, 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 swine flu, bird flu combination or whatever it was. Or it could have been that that was a nuclear device that was scheduled to go off. Guess where it was? Wilshire there runs right underneath. Right down below it is the red line, the old subway red line down below. And a lot of people don't know is that L.A. always had a deep underground because they had, that's where all the speakeasies and all the nightclubs and joints used to be in the old days. When it was run by the district attorney and the chief of police. And then the high sheriff of L.A. County, you see, and a couple other wise men. Still run by the wise men, quote unquote. So I don't know, but that is a possibility. The fact that that building, which was the, what was it, the Guatemalan National Building or something like that, owned by an attorney somewhere, obscure attorney allegedly, that is scheduled for demolition. Well, that possibly puts it in the mode of that all was a drill because, quite frankly, a lot of these drills have been done in all these other major cities. You know, St. Louis, Chicago, L.A., Seattle, Pittsburgh, New York, Miami. I believe they did it in Tampa. And they've done it in small towns in South Texas years ago in the 90s, you know. And they always buy out, pay millions to use live ammo in these buildings, you see, these warehouse buildings or in different neighborhoods, or they'll put them in industrial areas or whatever it might be. But Wilshire Boulevard is a little bit different, I believe, you know. So be advised that the game is afoot. And then a good ad or a good article was out of Hal Turner's radio show. He talked about how old Comey Chameleon, Comey, had left a big paying job at a hedge fund, went to work for the HSBC Banks. Okay, out of England, all right. But if you recall the operation, 2012, you see they discovered it. Comey was the one that probably helped the launder stop the Guzman money. Don't go into their loose period. I've got a fight. Stand for you. Lord Jesus, stand for you. Stand for you, little guy. Protect you. Mighty men and women of outer, use your high tech. Strike blows against the Luciferians. Bandangle Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPula. Mickey, you're the best shot I know with the old green gate. Squeeze that, Mickey. May Lord Jesus protect you against all. Good night.